Hey, John and Ben, this is Brandon again. I just wanted to respond really quickly to Ben's last couple of boos. First of all, I love Killer Joe, and I don't feel bad about loving it, even though I realize that a lot of people have legitimate reasons to hate it. But I just want to get that out of the way. I'm not very like tepid in my defense. I actually do like the movie a lot. Also, I wanted to say, Ben, I like your point about the Kentucky Fried Sea or K Fried Sea. That yeah, it's the turning point in which you realize that he is not as calm and controlled as he seems. He's also vulnerable, I think, in his emotions. That's when he really lets loose. Before that point, he's pretty cool. Although, when I heard you describing it, I did remember the scene with Dottie where they're eating dinner and he, when he first kind of has a sexual advance, and it's really creepy and it's really weird and it's really uncomfortable. And it's like definitely a hint towards how he could be this heinous, like pedophile almost. So I just wanted to point that out. That scene did like throw up some sirens for me. Also, as far as compliance, yeah, I'd like to see it and discuss it. I've heard some people say it's their favorite movie of the year. I've actually read two critics who said it was the worst movie of the year, Ed Gonzalez and Armand White, which doesn't really mean anything, but just thought I'd point that out. But cool, yeah, can't wait to talk about it. See you later.